The Fiscal Bureau confirms the number. The Indian gaming compacts can be expected to fall roughly $75 million short of what the governor budgeted to help balance the state's bankrupt books. Joint Finance Republican Representative Michael Hipch started the administration bashing right out of the gates.
Now, Governor Doyle, you have a gambling problem. Walk away. Walk away from that table.
Republican Senator Bob Welch picked up where that left off.
When the governor says that we did this for the money, we know it's a lie. It's not a misstatement, it's a lie. And he failed in the most basic function of his job when he decided to pay back a campaign debt with state dollars.
And that's some pretty strong statements that you've said today.
Democratic Representative Dan Shoof.
They're uncalled for. This legislature, which you are all members of, got us in this mess. The previous administration got us in this mess. Governor Doyle is getting us out of it.
Administration Budget Director David Reamer concurred.
It was not his budgets that caused the hole we're in, nor did he ever vote to put in place budgets that caused a $3.2 billion deficit. We're trying to find a way out of this.
Republicans called on the governor to submit a plan to make up for the gaming revenue shortfall. The administration says it will do just that as early as next week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.